Hello everybody, I'm George from Ireland. Well, thank you for coming back to the channel. This imperfectly little video is about the Global Sumud Flotilla. So that was a group of humanitarians in dozens of vessels, over 500 people from 44 countries, the United States, Sweden, Algeria, Libya, Saudi Arabia, Ireland, hooray, Brazil, Australia, Malaysia. I shan't name them all. So many countries where people participated, some politicians, so elected public representatives from the Republic of Ireland, Italy, Portugal, Spain, and so forth. And they were there to break the blockade of Gaza, to save the long-suffering people of Gaza, to bring food to starving civilians, to bring medicine to people who desperately need them. So the humanitarians, nobody suggested any of them had any weapon, any gun, any bomb, any poison, anything like that. And so they set out with the best of intentions, no secrecy about this. It was totally unthreatening. And obviously, the Israeli Navy, in an act of outrageous piracy, as many times before, they hijack these vessels in international waters. They kidnap these people. They chain them up in forced arrest. They humiliated them. They subjected them to these inhumane, degrading treatments. And most of them subsequently set free. Now, that's what they did even to elected representatives from fairly friendly countries. Then what on earth do they do to Palestinians all the time? Especially they su suspect those Palestinians have been fighting in their own defense. Some of this they did on television, breaking the Geneva Convention. Israel has signed and ratified the fourth Geneva Convention, 1951, which says it behoves the occupying power to provide nutrition and medical care for the people in the area it occupies. So even Israel acknowledges it's legally responsible. So anything that happens in Gaza, all the starvation, that's because of Israel's fault. It's their responsibility to make sure it doesn't happen. The lack of medical care, it's all their responsibility. And Itamar Ben-Gvir, he was there calling these people terrorists. I mean, what chutzpah. It's sickening. It is not terrorism to provide food to the starving, is it? It is not terrorism to provide medicines to those who need them, is it? Whereas he commits terrorism every single day. The so-called national security minister, who has openly advocated for the mass murder of Palestinian civilians in Gaza, and is committed. It's not just rhetoric, it is the reality. Every single day, on average, 80 Palestinian civilians murdered by the IDF every single day. Such as at the beginning of this conflict, almost 2 years ago, when they bombed a hospital and they killed dozens of people, dozens, mostly patients in bed who couldn't move because they started trying to kill one Hamas militant, someone whom they call a terrorist. Now, that is the most blatant act of terrorism. Talk about grossly disproportionate. I mean, if Hamas blew up an Israeli hospital because they thought there was one soldier in there, might turn out they're wrong. Would that be morally acceptable? Of course not. Wow. So, anyway, the Sumud Global Sumud Flotilla, it took its name for this Arabic word Sumud, as in resilience. So there have been several such flotillas over the past 20 years, and I don't think any of them have made it. But they got people to sail from ports in Tunisia, in Greece, in Italy, in Spain, and so forth, from early September. There was no surprise about this. The president of Colombia lent his moral support, and the Francesca Albanese, that fearless defender of human rights, she lent her moral support. So Itamar Ben-Gvir outrageously but yet predictably said these people were terrorists. So the Italian Navy and the Spanish Navy escorted them some of the way, should have escorted them all the way, really. And the Republic of Turkey said that they would provide assistance if needed. So the Israelis began interfering with them some days ago, sending drones to damage the vessels. Idea they were thinking maybe they would get them to return to port voluntarily, send out a mayday even to Israel, and then the hijacking them would be relatively easy. And among them is Greta Thunberg. Now, I know that Miss Thunberg has her flaws, but her heart's in the right place. Are you trying to reduce suffering or are you trying to produce suffering? She's not advocating hurting anyone. What she wants to do is save defenseless people, is simply provide them with comestibles, with medicines. And they showed on photos and videos all the stores they had on their boat, and so on. So anyway, so they set off and they were kidnapped at sea by the Israeli Navy. Predictable, and the outrage has not been enough. There's not been enough protests from various governments. I mean, Spain has been very good on this one, saying, you know, it's terrible. This is outrageous. Some of the ambassadors and so on. And yes, it's appalling that Spain expelled Jews in 1492. But no, that doesn't mean that Spain can never denounce the actions of any government anywhere that commits a crime against humanity. Yeah, just because the Spanish did something terribly wrong a very, very long time ago, no, that doesn't mean that they have to be punished so many generations later, and somehow deprived of the right to advocate for international law and common decency. That is a preposterous racist argument that if someone of your nationality did something terrible over 500 years ago, then no, you can no do it and never do anything good. That is ridiculous. And so it goes on. So all these ships near Gaza in international waters, they were hijacked, in some cases 130 kilometers off the coast of Israel. One of the boats apparently made about 13 kilometers of Israel. Yeah, that's it. So all these people arrested and brought to Israel, threatened with long jail terms for what? For sailing in international waters? What law is that against in any country? Sailing in international waters, like possessing food, possessing prescribed or lawful medicines. What law is that against, despite the willful murder of Palestinian civilians on a huge scale? They've been very open about this. Itamar Ben-Gvir, Smotrich, Netanyahu, various other Israeli politicians and generals and so on, their intention to murder as many Gazan civilians as possible to drive them out, and they can't even leave the Palestinians if they wish to flee Gaza. And when some of them wanted to go for medical care to Jordan, Israel often obstructs that. And they have occasionally let people out. So you've got to get out, but we're not going to allow you out. I also blame the Egyptian government for not letting people out, even to transit to other countries. And they have sometimes done it. And I know Egypt didn't create this problem. It's pottery barn rules, Israel. You broke it, you fix it. But you know, I wish that other countries, including the Republic of Ireland, including the United Kingdom, I've said this for months, should take in more Palestinian refugees from Gaza. Okay, can't take all 2 billion, have to take some at least. And again, it's a terrible scandal that very wealthy Gulf Arab countries such as Saudi Arabia, such as Qatar, are not offering to take many, many Palestinian refugees. Another thing is that they'd never get home, and that's a bad outcome. But what's even worse is that even more of them would be murdered. And I use that word deliberately, murdered. Okay, killing an enemy combatant in a war situation is not murder. Even killing a civilian accidentally or as part of some lawful military attack is not murder. Well, what Israel's doing is deliberately killing civilians. And sometimes when they are killing one of their foes, they're killing so many civilians along with this person that that's not a byproduct. That's the major intention, is the total lack of proportionality. And so it goes on. So all these flagrant violations of international law. So the IDF are proved that they're terrorists yet again. So Ben-Gvir went to see these people tied up and was spitting rage at them. Okay, and saying all these people are part of Hamas and the Muslim Brotherhood. Obviously, Israel is itself a terrorist state. And anyway, there are very brave Israeli Jews and Israeli Arabs who tried to break the blockade by land and deliver aid to the poor people in Gaza. So I'm not anti-Semitic in the least. Anti-Semitism is despicable. Anti-Palestinianism is despicable. Anti-Arabism, anti-Muslim prejudice, anti-Jewish prejudice, prejudice against any faith or people who don't have a faith or any ethnicity and nationality. That's wrong. Nobody should be mistreated on the basis of his or her DNA, birthplace, passport, and stuff like that. I've said it so many times, it ought to go out without saying, but unfortunately, it bears endless repetition because there's such despicable bigotry. So please carry on commenting as we go along. So these people were hostages, make no mistake. But it just to try not to make it such a big incident, most of them have been released and sent home via Turkey. And it sparked huge protests all around the world. But, you know, Israel doesn't want to make its international relations even worse, but they quickly released the hostages they took last in the such a flotilla. And they thought, well, maybe that didn't work to deter them. Or are we going to have to give them long jail terms? But they're sort of damned to the damned because if they don't jail people, they might come back again. And if they do jail people, they look even more brutal. I mean, obviously, that's trifling compared to the appalling atrocities Israel commits every single day in Gaza. Wow. And, you know, the Israel itself, has said that, okay, this thing about Hamas stealing food is largely not true. Sana's criminal gangs are in cahoots with the Israelis. And the United States government doesn't believe it, and. And even if Hamas is stealing food, so what? Israel is still morally and legally obliged to feed the people of Gaza, provide them with medical care, and so forth. Okay, so some of them have been released. And if this is how badly they will treat people from countries which carry some weight in the world, with Israel doesn't want to completely burn bridges, how badly do they treat Palestinians every single day? It's sickening. So peace now. Donald Trump, all sorts of terrible things I'd say about the orange orangutan, but he seems to have got Netanyahu to call off the dogs for a while, which has got to be a good thing. I mean, ironically, because he's such a bigoted brute, Donald Trump actually has some influence over Netanyahu. And Netanyahu was very keen to butter him up, naming a town in the illegally occupied Gozan Heights in honor of Trump and so forth. Thank you for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon. Donate PayPal, georgecallan7@gmail.com. Goodbye.